the 1972 convention did not have any space for civil society. Does not mention civil society, really doesn't mention communities. And yet when you look at, for instance, the 2005 convention, there's a whole annex on civil society. So that actually measures in a 30-year period what changed. Civil society is really knocking at the door to get in. How? Without opening the convention, because we know there is no appetite for opening the World Heritage Convention and having two conventions running in parallel. So how could civil society get a better foothold in this World Heritage system?
I think in 72, civil society was not considered as a partner of the United Nations in principle. Probably it was not that strong in many of these areas. Communities, I think it was just overlooked because it was at that time not considered so important for communities to be involved. And it was not by chance that in 2012, when we celebrated the 40th anniversary of the World Heritage Convention in Kyoto with the major conference, the title was in the celebration was World Heritage and Local Communities. It was the way also to pass this very strong message that communities not just matter, but heritage sometimes is in their hands, and they should be the guardians first and foremost of this heritage. So, albeit it's not in the convention, I think a lot of work has been done in terms of educating communities, or also involving them in different aspects around the protection of heritage. In terms of civil society, you're right that officially they're not there, but they are there, because I can tell you from my experience, civil society is so active in the World Heritage protection, and sometimes they are the red lamps that flag us very often some violation or attempts, and or just they are the, I would say, the lacmus of what should be done in order to protect something which otherwise maybe we would not have, governments would not have done it. So in many of these cases, governments just are compelled to work with the civil society because there is no other way to solve a problem. Whether I would say officially or to in terms of legally to involve the civil society into this process, I have to say that I do not have an answer, because it is a... you may say that civil society and experts are there through IUCN and ICOMOS, but it's, of course, a kind of a very specific responsibilities they have. Some kind of advisory role or consultative role, I think it will be useful to have them, because they are their own, I would say, sincere, without doubt, aim is not political of the civil society, but the protection of the heritage. So I think they can play a very positive role in this way.